Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for blessing me to be on this beautiful, on this radio broadcast, thanking God for all that He is to me, body, soul, and spirit. And thank God for my elder brother, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. And I truly thank God for Jesus is a sweet-smelling Savior and all that He is to us in the hour that we are in. And I truly thank God for blessing me, praise God, to come forth to give you what God wants you to have this morning. And it is a blessing to know the Lord in every aspect of our lives. Yes, thank God for Jesus Christ, because He is so good that His mercy endures forever. And it is a blessing to have a fellowship with the Lord early in the morning. Praise God. Whether it be midnight or 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock, however the Lord gets you up early in the morning to seek His face. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for all that He is in the days that we are looking at. Oh, praise God. We are facing a lot of perilous times. But one thing about it, we need to stay focused and keep our eyes on Jesus at all times. Do not take your eyes off of Him. Praise God. Do not take your eyes off the Lord. Stay focused. Every second, every minute, every hour, stay focused on the Lord. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. But when God tells His Son to come back, Jesus coming back to gather those who are ready from the north, south, east, and west. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Truly, I thank God for blessing me and blessing you as well. Praise God to have a fellowship with the Lord. It's very important that we have a fellowship with the Lord. We cannot be wavering-minded or double-minded. Praise God. But we need to have a mind. Praise God to stay focused on the Lord. We don't need to back up on God. Praise God. But we need to go forward in God. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ and what He is to us in this hour. I truly thank God. This morning, I'm going into the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. Praise God. Jesus telling us about the future and what to expect when we enter into a new era. Praise God. Into the future. Praise God. See, God knows about our past, our present, now our future, and what to expect when we get into it. Praise God. And how to prepare ourselves when we come into that time. Praise God. And know one thing about it. God controls time. Man, praise God, time controls us because we are in a captivity aspect right now. But time, praise God, do not control God. But time controls us because in the way of the fallen of Adam. Praise God. But once we are fully into Jesus Christ, time don't control us, praise God. Gravity cannot hold us, praise God. But long we are in the world and serving the things of the world, it controls us, praise God. But we need to have a deep, deep relationship with the Lord and to commune with Him. As He communed with us, as He communed with the Father, we need to have that relationship with Jesus. Oh, what a day would it be, praise God, when we see Jesus coming back in a cloud of witness. Praise God, that we'll be with him to witness of the outcome of those who are ready to be translated. Woo, hallelujah, to be transformed into the body of Christ. And I truly thank God for Jesus for that today. And knowing that we are in his presence. And knowing that he will see us through this and be delivered. And like I said this morning, praise God, I would like to go into the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, pertaining of Jesus telling about the future. And you know one thing about the Lord, he will give a pre-warning, praise God, of things that can come on this earth. Praise God, for you and I to be protected, praise God, and to how to preserve ourselves in the days to come. And praise God. And Jesus said this, starting at the first verse, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And the disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And these are the beginning of sorrow. See, Jesus was letting us know of the outcome it will be. Praise God, to be notable. Praise God, for you to be aware of the things that are going to happen in your midst. But one thing about it, Jesus was letting us know of the things that you're going to hear and see. Praise God, you're going to experience, you're going to be exposed. Praise God, of the things that's going to happen on this earth. But the Lord let us know all these things that were prophesied from the Old Testament coming into the New. Praise God, it will come to pass. Whether we be believe it or not, praise God, it's going to happen. Some of you who will be here or will not, praise God, thank you, Jesus, it's going to come to pass because God says so. Whatever God said, praise God, whether we believe him or not, it's going to happen. So thank God for Jesus Christ that we need to take heed of the word. Jesus was predicting of the future, of what's going to take place. There ain't going to be war. Well, you're seeing war every day. When you turn on the TV, war happens every day. People in foreign countries are having a war. Nation against nation, coming against one another. Praise God. Even in the church system, people are coming against one another. So we are in that place, praise God. We are in that air, praise God. Listen to what Jesus is saying to us right now in the present. Praise God, because it was spoken in the future. And look, what are we in now? We are that future, praise God, of the things that Jesus was saying to his disciples. And thank God for Jesus. And then it says here, and these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. There are people who are going through persecution because of the truth of the word of God. Some people's lives have been taken for standing up for the truth, declare the name of Jesus Christ. they had turned away from the false religion and came into the light that Jesus showed them, and they entered into their light to give their life to Jesus and not to the outer gods or false gods. They gave their life to the true and living God. But in the meanwhile, praise God, their life is in danger. Their life, praise God, has been taken because they stand and declare the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So truly, I thank God for the word that we need to recognize what God is saying to us in this hour, to believe in what the word is saying. And then Jesus said, beware of false prophets, because they're going to rise and deceive many. Praise God. We need to listen to what the voice of God is saying, because false prophets are going to come to you and they're going to sugarcoat it. And you're going to believe that, praise God, before you believe the true prophecy. So you need to be aware of what you're hearing. Speak to the Lord. Ask the Holy Ghost to teach you to understand what God is saying to you in this hour. Don't let false prophets of Satan, because that's his operation. He will deceive you by twisting God's word like he did Eve. He twisted the word of God and Eve fell for it. And look what happened. We are in this mess, praise God. But look what Jesus had to do as the second Adam. He had to deliver us from the curse that was placed on Eve, praise God, for not obeying the voice of God. She was taking heed to what Satan was saying unto her. And we don't want to fall into that category. We need to believe in God that we don't fall into the trap of Satan, praise God. We don't want to fall into his trap, but to believe in what the word of God is saying. One thing I love about God, God do not deceive his people. God is not going to be mocked. Whatever God say to you, praise God, we are to take heed to his word and to trust him every step of the way. So be aware of false prophets, praise God, false teachers, of those who speak against the word of God. Listen to the key words. That's one thing I love about Jesus. He will give you key words and what to listen when Satan come out with his device. Praise God. He tried to trip Jesus, but Jesus know what Satan was about to do. Praise God. He know what he wanted to do. But Jesus did not fall into none of his operation or his scheme. Praise God. But we need to be aware of what's around us. We need to be aware what's going on in the world we are in. But one thing about it, take heed to the word of God. And I thank God for Jesus for his word. And he said one thing about it, I thank God for Jesus. Let him which is on the housetop come down and take anything down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him be in the field return back to take his clothes. Take what you got, praise God, and hold on to what you receive. Don't let the enemy, praise God, wherever you got, praise God, that's the word of God. Don't let the enemy take that from you. Hold on to it, cherish it, and receive it more. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust God in this day. May God bless you. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.